I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Some people say they don't eat anything with a face, but what about anything with an intelligent brain? Well, a question to guide you might be, how smart is too smart to eat? In Britain, a group of aquariums wants people to stop eating octopus if they do. They say research shows that when it comes to intelligence and problem-solving abilities, the average octopus is right up there with dogs. So, are octopus too smart to end up on the plate? Kerry Perkins is an octopus specialist with the Sea Life Aquariums in England. Tell us, first of all, Kerry, how intelligent octopus are. Are they really comparable to dogs?
Actually, like the personal octopus that I work with, we actually give them dog toys to solve to get their food treats, basically their food rewards. So, I mean, the fact that they can do pretty much a task similar to a dog, and some of the other studies that have been done recently, it sort of shows that they do have this sort of comprehension, and they do have some sort of memory, and they do have some sort of ability to learn, which is usually the first signs of intelligence.
Right. And I gather not only when they are presented with challenges, sometimes an octopus will even volunteer a certain task.
There's definitely been some cases. We've got one in particular in Scotland where one decided that he actually wanted to help clean his tank. So I don't know if any of your listeners have a home aquarium, but you often get these little tiny magnets that you put in your tank, and you put a magnet on one side and you have the magnet on the other side, and you move it along the tank, it gets the algae off. And we have an industrial size one that we put it in the tank with the octopus, and the octopus pretty much not wrestled it off the keeper, but sort of grabbed hold of it and then started moving it on the glass to clean his own algae off. So sometimes they do something that you don't even expect, and he got quite a bit of enjoyment out of it, actually. So it was great.
Let's go back to the consumption of octopus, and let me put this to you. I mean, many people also eat pork, and pigs are pretty intelligent creatures as well.
I completely agree, and but I can source pork from a reliable and sustainable and ethical place. So I know that if I am going to buy pork or beef or whatever, I can buy it in good knowledge that the animal has been treated well. Now, octopus aren't actually reared in aquaculture in any place that I know of at the moment, which means that they're all caught from the wild. Now, the problem is there's no way of checking that they're actually being caught well, and that's the difference between your pig and your octopus. Is your pig, you can pretty much tell it's been humanely treated up to the point of its death, whereas the octopus is probably being ripped out of the ocean by a hook, possibly.
I understand that. Let me just say this, that the cavemen never really considered stuff like this. They were hungry, they saw an animal, they killed it and ate it. And now we're talking octopus intelligence. And I'm not saying humans haven't moved on from Cro-Magnon stage, but do you think humans may have gotten somewhere along the line too sentimental about consuming animals?
I think there is some of that. And I think every person needs to make their own decision on that. You know, 50 years ago, we didn't think monkeys actually had their own languages. We've only just found out that dolphins actually have their own dialects to talk to each other. And you think, as more as the research goes on, the more we find out about these creatures. Mm. Because we've been very, I think, quite self-centered for quite a while, going, we're brilliant. We know everything. We've got everything sort of sorted. And then we've actually realized that these creatures have actually, over millions of years, actually have done something slightly different.
Kerry, settle something for us grammarians in the newsroom. Plural of octopus?
Oh, it's always a tough one. You have some people say octopi, some people say octopuses, some people who say octopus. It depends on if you want to mix your Greek and Latin. I personally like to say octopus purely because it's a bit like sheep. You can have plural, so you can have many octopus. You can't really go wrong. If you're going to call it octopi or octopuses, it doesn't really matter.
And what happens when you put it into dolphin dialect?
Probably lots of squeaks and various other things.
Kerry Perkins, octo curator for the Sea Life Aquariums in England. Thank you very much, Kerry.
Thank you for having me.